the older we get, the more we have to tap into that and realize there's so much more within us that can come out. And being around people who bring that out for you and don't squash the parts
don't
of you that
squash
are there.
Them. Yeah.
Hi, Liz.
Hello, Lee.
Fix your hair. It looks good.
No, it doesn't. It looks terrible. It's like I'm having an issue, but this might work. How does that look?
If you're watching, Liz has just put on her Viking helmet. So
I feel more comfortable in my Viking wear.
Is it a little big?
It is. And I've got a ginormous head, but you know, I think that looks good.
It looks really good.
Yeah. So I'm going to wear this today.
I don't see why not.
When you've had a big weekend and your hair looks like, you know,
this
bad. So anyway, yeah. How are you? You look good.
We are great.
I'm just kidding, of course.
No, I know. I came hot out of the studio, sweaty, with dirty hair and my sweatshirt. And you look great. So anyway.
Well, that's because I have on my horns.
That's where we are today.
See, you've got headphones. I have horns.
Yeah. Together, we make one normal hell human.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we are now back Monday. It's a cold little spring day.
Yes.
And we are going to recap real quick. The gala.
Yes.
We talked about it forever. The Beckler Gala. We hosted it Friday night. Done. Check, check.
Well,
amazing.
It was so much fun. And it was more than we expected, actually. So thank you guys for showing up, showing out, shaking your booties, having a good time, especially you, Andrea Wilson. A bunch of people on the dance floor. A lot of entertainment. It was great.
It was really good.
All good things for the Beckler.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Art, baby, art.
Art.
And art. I felt like we were either planning a wedding or like had a baby or something at the end. All weekend we were great. Felt great.
It felt like we were in labor for about 48 hours before that, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then we had the baby, and the baby is amazing.
The baby's gorgeous. And if we can just shout out again to the people at the Beckler, Todd Smith, Bob Shear.
Well, let's say. Todd Smith is the president of the Beckler. Mm-hmm. Well done. Bob Shear, director of development.
Right.
Our new bestie.
Yes.
He does an amazing job.
He's like my new friend, my best friend. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I really
Jeff
love
Liver
Bob.
Here.
And then
Mary Margaret Porter on the board, all of the board members.
Yes.
Mary Margaret knows how to make a party work, and so do you. So.
And Katie. And
Katie Holter, chief of staff. Yeah. And all the staff.
Yeah.
And then Best Impressions did the catering. Experience Bowl did the event design.
Right.
And let's just talk about the entertainers.
Okay. Can we talk about the entertainers for a minute? I'm going to keep this hat on. It's going to really help me out today. Okay. So we knew we were getting a burlesque. We knew we were getting, what was she called? The girl with the bra that had the fire coming out of her nipples or whatever.
Spark Girl.
Spark Girl. We had Spark Girl outside with fiery bosoms. How else would you describe that? I mean, there was literal fire sparks.
It was like a metal bra, and the pointy tips, and so she would take her metal grinder, and
she was called Grinder Girl. That was her name. Yeah. Grinder Girl.
On screen, like at the event, they put Spark Girl up.
Yeah,
but which
she was
a little
Grinder
more
Girl.
Glassy.
Yeah.
But she would just shoot sparks into the air every
just
5 minutes.
Whenever she felt like it.
It was great.
And then within the doors, the glass doors, we had the snake handler with her massive, what was it, a cobra?
Python?
A python. Not a cobra. A python.
I didn't get close.
Big. Well, people kept going in there.
Yeah, so we used the main glass entrance doors as the air quotes terrarium of like trees in there to have entertainment, but people kept walking into the snake pit.
Yeah,
we could
let's just walk into
in,
the snake pit, right?
So a couple of those. Oh, there was a flamethrower out on the plaza at the beginning.
Yeah, she was great with the hula hoop and all that. But all of them were my favorite, but really and truly, the one that shot me the most is I was downstairs and my son-in-law was down there and you weren't down there. This was at the sort of probably beginning, mid party. And the burlesque person came on, the girl. And I mean, she stripped right on down to her pasties. And they were just going. And the people in the audience were just as great as she was. Like women, for some reason, and men, were like going up against the glass and just like
dancing,
gyrating and stuff. And I'm like, my son-in-law's going. I just wish I could quote him. He's very funny and he was just losing his mind, watching the people watch her.
That is always the most fun.
Yeah.
To watch other people. We had all the Vikings all around.
Yeah.
In the ice throne. The ice throne was my favorite. That was incredible. It wasn't just a block of ice. It was like a throne with details sketched in it. All the
gorgeous
Nordic things.
Who did that?
Best Experience Bold had somebody do it. I don't know who did it.
We cannot recommend more highly this group of people.
It was so good.
They did. And we also had a change in the last, 48 hours, a real change. And they just like pulled it all together and said, and done. We got it.
It's good.
So
there was a body painter too. I was like, oh,
she was naked.
Almost naked.
No, was she not just kind of naked? There was
she had on thong underwear and pasties, but naked.
So
then she walked, one person painted her as the entertainers. And then that was like, oh, look what we can do. And guests could get like their face or arms or whatever skin was showing painted. But I remember walking through to a next spot and there's like this huge wolf on her back. And I was like, wow, we are coming to play today.
Well, they, our one request was to bring Weird back to the Beckler. And on that note, I think we succeeded. Yay. We're glad that happened.
It was really fun.
And so here we are on a Monday. You guys hear this on Thursday, feeling really good and really proud of our city. Before we get off of it, our mayor was there, Mayor Vi Lyles was there.
Thank you for coming.
Lots of really, wonderful people showed up. Everybody that came was important. But I love that she came and that the beauty of supporting the arts in Charlotte is, there's so much chaos and trauma and other things in this world. And the arts just set you free. They give you a place to explore different parts of yourself, different parts of everything that's going on. And they evoke feelings that we really need, And I love that people, that maybe don't always support the arts came out to this one.
Love that.
And so even when we don't understand, symphonies, operas, whatever it is, I say, let's as a community always support our arts because they kind of keep us sane, in the midst of some of the other not so much fun things that happen in life,
Well, you look really sane right now.
I really need to keep these on.
No, I want you to keep them on. It was just funny listening to you be serious as I'm watching you with the horns. But that's so true because any art or craft that I don't understand and wouldn't be able to even get close to doing or replicating, I respect the craftsmanship. So even if a piece of art in any style doesn't necessarily speak to me, I can still look at it and the value of the talent that comes in that creation.
It just feels like an escape. I just like to go in the Beckler and escape. I like to go in the Mint and escape. The Mint is all of our art in Charlotte. We've got a plethora of options in Charlotte and smaller art studios and things like that. So anyway, I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, and we need to discuss two large pieces of art.
Which are those?
Our dresses.
Oh, wow. Okay. Woo. How do we start with that, Daniel?
All right. Let's start in the fact that when we were asked to host this, Fire and Ice, what a theme. You're a Viking.
Kind of a Viking soul.
Nature. And so everyone looked exquisite. And it just didn't feel like we could just buy a dress.
Like go and buy a dress.
What would we do here?
And Daniel, it's funny. You guys need to know who Daniel Gonzalez is. He's here in Charlotte, and he's a designer. And he approached me, and he said, "I want to show you an idea I have for the Beckler." And I thought, and I'll be honest here, I thought, well, I really like Daniel, and I bought his things before, but I really want something really spectacular. Not that I doubted him, but I just didn't quite know exactly what that was. I knew it would speak to me.
Right.
And you and I walked into his studio and he had this already drawing that he had done of the literal dress that I wore that night, on Friday night. And it was a Viking queen. And I didn't know that was what I wanted to be until I saw his gown. And it wasn't like a full-out costumey. I mean, I can wear this a different way. Mm-hmm. We put the Viking fur and the shoulder pieces and sort of the cross straps and stuff to make it more fit for the gala. But his design was off the hook.
It's really impressive.
It's gorgeous. And I'm so pleased that he did that for us. And then tell me about yours.
Right. So mine kind of came from there. Obviously, if you were in the red Viking fire dress, I was going to go on the ice ethereal princess route.
And you didn't want to look like Elsa.
No, I didn't. There's still, you know,
yeah.
And when you're in blue and icy, you can't not be Elsa. Mm-hmm. But I felt very pretty. And it
you
was,
were.
Mine was just like a white organza. Gorgeous. With this beautiful design he crafted at the bottom. He was inspired by Iris van Halpern, who a lot of people know. The design of those pleats that wave at the bottom.
So like a wavy water, like waves. And it was, and as you walked and moved, it did that.
That was really special.
And it was sexy in that it had that slit. It was long sleeve, but it was see-through. And it was just, it was so pretty. So thank you, Daniel.
So do we do with those now?
I know. You can't exactly wear that again.
No, that was really, really special. So I know he and his team of seamstresses worked very hard to the literal last minute.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, literally the day of. Way to go. Well done.
Way to go.
I know. So
art all over. That was fun.
It was fun. And so coming off of a weekend like that, it just kind of, we're still sort of riding that wave, sort of like your dress. but it's good to be feet on the ground and, you know, sore feet, not in high heels.
Right.
Rehashing the reasons and the beauty of this city and to keep that at the forefront of our minds all the time and how we can support this community. So I'm just glad you and I could be. And we got to say, we were the first same sex. We already said that, but let's say it again.
Sure.
We were the first same sex couple to host one of the major galas in Charlotte. So I was proud of that.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
I know. I wondered too, actually, if some people who didn't know who we were at all kind of thought,
What the hell?
Liz and Lee, that's got to be
who's that?
Lee's the man.
Yeah.
So there were a handful of people I met throughout the night. I didn't get to meet everybody, but I tried go up to people and say hello. And they were like, oh. You're Lee.
Yeah.
The little one.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Because coming up in June is LGBTQ month, right? Plus month.
Gay pride.
So I have a publicist and she sent me just now an email. It's sort of like the same questions over and over again, but we're going to talk once again. And I don't think you can talk enough about it sometimes, about how it is to be fluid with your sexuality. And when I say sexuality, I don't mean sex. I mean your romantic feelings for whether you're a man or a woman and how
you just said not sex and then romantic. So, but I do think sexuality is beyond the romantic too, of how you're identifying gender norms or not norms, roles.
Right. So
characterizations.
I do like the term same sex, you know, like same sex couple instead of whatever.
Sure.
Gay or
lesbian.
Yeah. All that. Even though we toy with all of this and try to identify as hard as we can with the lesbian because we really want to be, and we are. It's just, it's an interesting concept. Here we've got these questions again. People are at, and we've got to write them out, or I've got
to
write them out.
You need to get paid to do this.
I think you're right.
I've been
writing this a long time.
You share your story again and again and again. No, and that's great that there is interest in that and that we can be a voice for people who have gone through the same thing or they know someone who is, and it brings a little more clarity and understanding that it is not a choice that we think is right for everybody, that it is a choice that's right for us and that's, you know, who we are.
Right.
And whoever we all are as people is okay.
And maybe the moral of this whole thing is to not pigeonhole anybody. To not worry,
of course,
about hetero, homo, any of that kind of a thing. But I also think, and I know that it will be a redundant to many of the people, maybe the you guys that listen to us, but the more people that hear a story like that, it's not always about a relationship. It can be about getting yourself in the right job or getting yourself out of a group of friends that is toxic. And, you know, finding people that are more resonate to a higher nature that you have. So,
sure.
I mean, I feel like our story it resonates on many, many levels. And, but hopefully that inspires people to be, whether it's themselves or to be brave or to be just more themselves.
Yeah.
You know, then that's all we
can do. No, definitely. And I do think people continue to be surprised by the, here it is, the authenticity of our relationship, that mm-hmm. we are truly in love with one another mm-hmm. and that it is not, you know, for anything other than a mutual love and respect, that mm-hmm. I think we continue to surprise people by staying together. And it wasn't a win.
I wonder why that is. I mean, I'm not surprised when I see a heterosexual couple really staying together, you know?
Yeah, no, but I think part of it is the stereotype of flip it, older man, younger woman, that it's just like everybody kind of rolls their eyes at that. Like, oh yeah, of course. Like he's left his woman who's now too old for him to be with a younger woman. So we, in a way, fit into that trope.
Yeah.
When
my hat's having an issue.
It's on. It is. When, you know, it is, you are older, I'm younger, but you weren't preying on me.
No, I mean, you were preying on me. We made that very clear. That. We made that very clear in the beginning. She is a predatory.
No, I just love you. God, make me sound horrible.
No, I think it's funny though. I do. I like the whole thing.
Right. Well, and those terms are out there for people to feel safe and a part of a group. Mm-hmm. Lesbian, gay, mm-hmm. all of the terms mm-hmm. and I, you know, as we still buck them and want to be a part of those terms, I think that's the point, that we're just doing what works for us.
And that's what we want you to do for yourselves.
Right. Right. But we're not degrading the term of lesbian, even though you're like, we're trying to be, but we're not. I mean, technically we are.
Yeah.
And so that's great. And I don't feel shame about it.
It's an L word. So is Lee and so is L. Liz.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, I love what you just said. I mean,
we've always said that.
Yeah.
Too, that even though we may not fit what that feels like to us, mm-hmm. I'm glad that people do have a way to mm-hmm. identify safely and happily.
I would just like to live in a world where everybody whatever they wanted to do and nobody had to say, we just go, we're humaning. We're all humaning today. Because it's always been that way, you know?
Right.
But people have to do, you know, have to get their groups and all that sort mm-hmm. of thing. And seems kind of boring to me after a while. Apparently.
I'm sure it is. So you get bored after a while. Hopefully
I do.
You won't get bored of me.
So far, young
chicken.
Yeah. Well, you are almost 45. Your birthday's coming up in what? A month?
Yeah. Less than.
Less than. Oh, man. Here we go. See, I get a little sweaty and stuff because you're the, look at that little chipmunk. You are the opposite of me in that you don't go, let's set the world on fire for your birthday until you do. And then I've got to know about it.
You got to hustle.
Yeah. Like, I need a heads up.
Okay. Your eyes have such a sense of desperation in them. Like, please help me.
Yeah. I'm really scared that I'll mess that up.
You won't. And you never have. Not once.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Because I generally don't like to do a big hurrah. And I want one small with just us of what I want to do when the mood strikes. Mm-hmm. So I don't like to plan too far in advance.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm ready for it.
But remember, on May 18th.
We get the burlesque dancer in my house.
No, please. I'm good. We did it. It was awesome for that event. Not for my birthday. I'm
that
shy.
That might be fun.
No.
Mm-mm. We could get the fire girl, the boobs with the flames. Okay. All right. Maybe.
We can plan your Viking birthday for next year. Right now, that's not what I want. Don't project your wishes on mine.
Okay.
No, what I was saying is May 18th, reminder, because there's still time to get your tickets for the St. Jude Celebrity Chef and Wine Dinner.
Yes.
If you missed the podcast for some weird reason last week.
You have to hear it.
Go back and listen to the one where we interviewed Clary, your daughter, and Cameron, mm-hmm. your grandson. It was very powerful mm-hmm. and fun and special, meaningful.
Really, really moment. Was. That was a really, please listen to or watch. I think you have to watch that one on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because he's so good.
He's a cutie.
He did a really great job. I was so proud of him.
I know.
So yeah, that was maybe my favorite. And we've got a couple of interviews coming up too.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Liz Moran's going to be on next week. I think a week from now, 2 weeks from now.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. We got a few people coming your way.
Yeah. Dive a little deeper into the hormone chat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got some fun stuff.
Oh, so Lee got her blood work back today.
So disappointed.
She was so disappointed. So she got her blood work, you know, because ever since we had Liz Moran come to the studio, and I don't mean this disparagingly, even though my daughter goes, I can't believe you said that. Everyone between 40 and 42 and 4 think they're perimenopausal. And yes, Liz, Dr. Moran made a very good point that your hormones start to shift and do things, but you're not like flying into America. Most people aren't. I'm probably going to get my, you know, face slapped when she comes on and go, no, Liz, you're wrong. But it's funny. So I actually did. I said, you should get your blood work done. And you did.
Right.
And you were disappointed because
those hormone levels look normal.
Just fine. She's perfect. Like I knew.
Oh, yes. So, you know, when you feel like you're starting to put on weight in the middle or you're not sleeping as well or whatever, that you have to actually do the work and it's not the fault of hormones. Yeah. You're like, oh.
We have a workout. It's called Hilliard City Method. We know about nutrition. We talk about it all the time.
I know.
But
I'm doing great. I'm not overweight. It's just shifting and looking in different ways. It's interesting. And so it's nice to know what your blood work is, because what we would say, and Liz Moran would say, is now you have a baseline.
Right.
So that when you take it again in 6 months to a year, whatever the recommendation is, that you know if it's changed or not.
And I would recommend that. And we're not kidding around. That's for sure.
Right.
I'd say starting in your mid-40s or even early 40s to definitely do that. She'll give us the more definitive answer to that. But just to know where you are, like, oh, why am I not sleeping well? Why has my appetite changed? Mm-hmm. You know, why am I sluggish? All those things, there's generally answers. This, I think it's so fascinating, especially women. We just suck it up. We just go, and that's our plot in life, mm-hmm. right? We just got to, we don't feel good anymore. We've got kids now. We're exhausted, you know, doing all the things we have to do, homework, fix dinners, doing all those things. And it's not natural to be exhausted.
Right. Yeah.
It's just not. You know, either get your rest, eat your good food,
delegate. Or sometimes
delegate the things out that need to be done. Martyrdom does not pay off. It never pays off. There's some kind of a myth that in heaven you get some reward. I'm not going to count on that one.
We know you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, y'all. We all have our own. Just find your joy and live it, and serve the people that need to be served, and get those people that you're serving to serve you back. Because that's the way life goes. And that's how much we look. Yeah. And it's because I'm wearing these damn horns.
Banging a gavel.
My head is sweating. Oh. But now I have to keep it on. Now
yeah, you have to keep it on. You can't let the look go at this point.
Yeah.
You look very serious.
Yeah. These are really expensive, right? Didn't we give these out to the...
that's the part of the party favors.
Part of the party favors.
The host committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, but we do kind of swing the pendulum a little bit. So you were talking about how women have to just suck it up. Mm-hmm. And that's been the way.
Or they think they should.
They think they should. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, everywhere you turn, the algorithm just like attacked by a next perimenopause, menopausal, this drug, that drug, not drugs, but like supplements, and everybody's talking about menopause, and like you said, all the 40-year-olds are running to get their blood checked,
which
like
is not bad.
No, it's not. But
we're all looking for the silver bullet.
We're all looking for the silver bullet, and we're all jumping on the same bandwagon. And that's one of my things that ruffles my feathers about Instagram, social media, that everybody starts doing the same thing, and we all have to have the same thing and be the same person and look the same way, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, but at the same time, remember, it's also great that we're talking about women's health. It is all that's going to trump all of that.
Yeah.
We are talking about women's health. We're talking about menopause. We're talking about sexual health. I mean, all kind. This is important. Women are... they're... powerful.
Yeah.
And that's what's scaring the absolute crap out of men. A lot of very insecure men right now. Now your men that are not insecure are going, hell yeah, go. We all need this power. But men that are insecure are like, these women are getting way out of hand. So they're going to stay with my babies. You know, there's passing all these laws about you can't get an abortion. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, right. I didn't know. I'm not going there. Right,
I am not going to go there. I'm just going to say.
You're sounding very crass.
Taking care of your own health is power. And that's what we're doing.
The more you know.
Always getting crass. It was fun though. It's the horns.
Okay, we'll take them off if you need to, but we're good. We're not going on a totally different tangent today. I'm not. You can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The more you know, mm-hmm. take control of your health, have some border baselines.
Yes.
Some borderline personalities.
Have some boy.
You have one now.
Okay. And God, that just made me think of the fact that I listened to a podcast recently about how many personalities we really do have inside of us.
Interesting.
And how there's no set number, but I mean, there's no one Liz, there's no one Lee.
Right.
And when you're like, for instance, when you're self-critical, sometimes I know it was on Glennon's podcast on We Can Do Hard Things podcast.
Yeah.
It's probably like 4 weeks ago, but it was, I would highly recommend listening to that one. I don't know the name of it, but
what was it about?
It was about,
I mean, I hear what you're saying.
It was about, for instance, when you're self-critical. Like sometimes in the morning I'll look at myself in the mirror and go, Liz, or when I say lizard to myself, cause that was my nickname.
Yeah.
And I say it in a certain tone to myself and I'll say it out loud. That is one of my critics that I have inside of me. Mm-hmm. And this psychologist that they had on their podcast said, first of all, ask that critic how old she thinks you are.
Oh, I think I did hear this.
I thought that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And so if you really ask that critic, how old do you think, you're obviously six.
Right.
You know, I just thought it was fascinating. And so we're not going to talk about it because that was on another podcast, but we are not just one person. And we, as all of us inside of us, are changing our dynamics every day. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a head of the table though. There's got to be the higher Liz at the head of this table, mm-hmm. of all of the Liz's and all the personalities that are within each of us.
Your most powerful self.
Yeah. And generally mine has horns on.
No, truly. When you were, I watched you Friday night and you also had, let's take a moment for your hairpiece. Good.
Oh, that's God. My favorite hair.
You had like a triple fishtail French braid mm-hmm. extension.
Mm-hmm. That
just, I can't even use the words. Everything was poofed up. And went down. It was awesome.
It was my favorite hair ever. Colette at Salon 8 did it. And I'm going to give her that shout out because I didn't even want to take it out, even though my head was on fire. I was like, at 2 a.m, Lee's taking these pins out of my hair. And I'm like, oh my God, I just feel like I lost 10 pounds, which I did. It was a lot of hair. And
but you, it's like you really, we laugh about it, but you really are yourself when you're a Viking warrior, queen, goddess.
It felt really good. It felt totally natural.
And that's fun. That's play. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
sure.
not taking yourself or life too seriously. I mean, you looked beautiful and mm-hmm. it was
fun.
In a sense of costume.
Yeah.
And I love that we have opportunities to do that.
Exactly. And I'd say take all the opportunities you can to do that. Mm-hmm. Have your own party. Have your own dress-up party. Right. Your own themed party. You know, if you want to ask people to give you money, give money, give it to some charities. But, you know, that'd be fun. That's actually what we're going to do for the studio one day soon. Yeah, I know. I just did a real quick thing.
But it's just like that younger self critic in there, like put the person on the other shoulder who's the play part of you.
Yes.
And let both of them come to the table.
Yeah. Yeah. There used to be angel and devils. So you're saying there's,
Well, that's the visual in my head. There's a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got a lot of people.
I've got, hanging out. There's so many. This is why I have strong shoulders. I have a lot to carry around.
Yes, you do. But it's fun. That makes you more curious, more exciting, mm-hmm. more entertaining, more serious, more funny. And I think the older we get, the more we have to tap into that and realize there's so much more within us that can come out. And being around people who bring that out for you and don't squash the parts of you that
are there. Don't squash them. Yeah. And bring them out now and then and give them around at your kitchen table with your kids and your husband or your wife or whatever and see how that works. See how that works. And
today, mommy is.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
The sense of play. Mm-hmm. I think having a sense of play really brings us to our authentic selves. I'm going to say that as a rule. I think the more you play, the more you really recognize who you are.
Sure.
Like, oh, I remember you. You are fun. You're not so serious all the time. You're not worried about all these things all the time. You really are fun. And that, I think a great relationship really brings that out in two people. Yeah. And I think that's why we like each other so much. I mean, I know we love each other, but we really like each other.
Good point.
We like each other a lot. We laugh. I bring you have some funny things. You're funny.
Thanks.
You really are funny.
I had one funny thing yesterday. I can't say it though.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
What?
No.
About the what?
Never mind. Oh, I was hiding my mouth, but it went quiet.
You have to say what it is.
No, I can't. I'll tell you after.
Is it nasty? Because if it's nasty, they want to hear it.
No. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, God. Okay, y'all.
Next time, teaser.
That is just not fair.
Land the plane on that one.
That is just not fair.
You got to hear it. Don't worry. And you'll get to hear it again.
Okay,
fine.
Could you just tell me one more time? Just mouth it. Oh, the balls and the penis?
God, Liz.
This is when you know Lee is straight up lesbian. I mean, you know, we talk about the fluidity of sexuality. Mm-mm. She's straight up lesbian. Let's just say you have an aversion to penises. Okay? That's my point about you being a straight up lesbian. Like,
but I also
you always notice them. You
be with another
you go,
woman.
Do you see that? Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I know you couldn't be with another woman.
No. So it's just, you're good.
Okay. It's just me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. But you don't have an aversion to women. You have an aversion to penises. Am I right?
Probably true.
I think it's true. I think we have to be authentic here. It's true.
This took a turn.
Yeah. And it's not like you're a man hater. Has nothing to do with that. It's just about the whole, the
physical.
The organ that it is.
Stop it. Put your hands down. Stop.
Anyway, it cracks me up. It cracks me up because I'm like, wow, you really did bring that up.
It just wasn't a natural thing for me to like. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. So you're always that way.
All right. Well.
That worked out well.
Here are my nails. For
yeah. All right. So what's coming up? Are you ready to, have you got anything coming up? I mean, it's almost the end of school for your kids.
That's fast.
Yeah, I know. Aren't you on
going
college?
Going on another college visit. Prom's coming up.
Yeah.
Whew.
I know. We got a wedding this weekend.
Right.
And by the way, the Mint Museum, this will be Thursday when this comes out. The Mint Museum is this
their
weekend.
Gala.
Their gala. We're really sorry. We can't go to that gala.
Prom. We both have a wedding. Triple booked.
But hope you guys will support the Mint. All the art. All the arts. Just not penises. Sorry.
Have a great day.
Yeah. No.
Love you, Liz.
No. Are we really? We're ending on penises?
Sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Time for me to quit talking. That's
See you
sure.
soon. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Thanks for listening to us today, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, you can now find our podcast on YouTube.
Yeah. If you liked it, please share, rate, and review. We love 5 stars. And we hope you'll work out with us online or in studio at HilliardStudioMethod.com.